Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaman bikum maratan ukhra fi barnamajikum al-arabiyyatu lil-jami' Arabic for all. And in this program we are learning the language of the Quran, the language of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the language of the people of Jannah, the language of the hadith, the language of the sahaba radhiyallahu alayhim. Let's make intention inshaAllah that we are learning this, language so that we can understand better the Quran, you understand better the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when we do this inshaAllah, we will benefit a lot from learning the Arabic language. We'll be able to communicate with people, we'll be able to understand the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, understand the Quranic verses, understand the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as the dua. And also, in addition to all that, you will have that, develop that khushu' in our salah. Why? Because, you know, when we read our salah, we'll read our salah, and while understand, with that understanding, and with that consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's very important, inshallah, to learn this language and to make that sincere intention that we are learning so that we benefit from the Quran, we benefit from the Sunnah, we benefit from the dua, and we benefit from our salawat, inshallah ta'ala. And each moment you're spending with us trying to learn this language, inshallah, it will be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are learning from the Noble Quran, and we ask all our listeners and our students to prepare a notebook and write down whatever we say from vocabs, from sentences, from important expressions in the notebook which you prepared for you, which you're going to be preparing it like how we instructed, some part for the vocabs, part for the sentences, part for the important expressions and verbs as well. All this you're going to learn with us step by step, and we're learning from Quran so that you don't miss anything, inshallah. You'll find many of the vocabs is coming again and again and again, so you won't miss anything while learning with us, inshallah, from the Noble Quran. Right, so open your book the Noble Quran on Surah Al-Baqarah. This is Surah number 2 in the Noble Quran. In the previous program, we actually studied verse number 60. And today, we will also revise on the same verse number 60. Some students asked us to mention this verse again, verse number 60 in the Noble Quran. And we will speak about it today, in addition to speak about the important expressions and sentences of dialogues which we will be preparing for you, inshallah. And maybe we can also go to another verse, and this is verse 61, but we'll see if the time will allow us to do that, inshallah ta'ala. Now, verse number 59 starts with, verse number 60, وَإِذِ اسْتَسْقَى مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ وَإِذِ اسْتَسْقَى مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ فَقُلْ نَضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْحَجَرَ فَانْفَجَرَتْ مِنْهُ اثْنَتَا عَشْرَةَ عَيْنًا قَدْ عَلِمَ كُلُّ أُنَاسٍ مَشْرَبَهُمْ كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا مِنْ رِزْقِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تَعْثَوْا فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ This is the verse which we're going to be studying today, inshallah. And the verse starts with وَإِذْ وَإِذِ اسْتَسْقَى مُوسَى When, remember when, Sayyiduna Musa, Musa is the Prophet Moses, peace be upon him. In Arabic it's Musa, Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam, that's his name which came in the Noble Quran. وَإِذِ اسْتَسْقَى مُوسَى اسْتَسْقَى, يَسْتَسْقِي means to seek water to people, that's اسْتَسْقَى. وَإِذِ اسْتَسْقَى means to seek water to people. وَإِذِ اسْتَسْقَى مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ for his people. اسْتَسْقَى مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ قَوْم means people or nation. لِقَوْمِهِ to his people or to his nation. He sought water for them. He asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for water to them, some drink to drink. And this is taking from يَسْتَسْقِي اسْتَسْقَى, and صَلَاتُ الْإِسْتِسْقَى is taking from that. اسْتِسْقَى meaning you are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant you water. وَإِذِ اسْتَسْقَى مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ فَقُلْنَا So we said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَقُلْنَا, we said. And always remember that Noon Alif at the end, it's a pronoun called the royal plural. فَقُلْنَا. It's for, supposed to be for a group, but it's a linguistic thing, meaning that when kings speaks, that's how they speak. They speak using the majestic plural. It's just for respect, like we said. It doesn't mean that there's a group speaking here, but it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using that royal plural in speaking. فَقُلْ نَضَرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْحَجَرِ It's a linguistic method in the Arabic language, in the Semitic language, and it's found also in English language. And the Queen of England, the Queen of England, yes, is speaking. She is speaking and using also the royal plural. We said, we did. This does not mean that there's a group, but it means that using the royal plural. فَقُلْ نَضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْحَجَرِ اضْرِبْ Hit or beat or strike. بِعَصَاكَ With your stick, using your stick. Sayyidina Musa had a stick, famous stick that turns into a snake and so on. So asa in Arabic means stick. Asa. Ayn, Saad, and Alif. Asa means stick. بِعَصَاكَ Through your stick. عَصَاكَ Your stick. عَصَاكَ الْحَجَرَ Hit the stone or strike the stone with your stick. Stone is حَجَر. حَا جِيهِم And ra ha ja ra hajar hajar means stone, and the plural is hijara hijara ha jim alif ra and round ta, so it's hijara. Idrib bi asaka al hajar is a singular, hijara is a plural. We have a question for the singular and plural in Arabic. Please be ready for this question and write this down. Hajar, plural of it is hijara. It's mentioned in the Quran in other verses. وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَتَشَقَّقُ مِنْهُ لَمَا يَتَشَقَّقُ مِنْهُ لَمَا يَتَشَقَّقُ I don't remember the exact verse, but it's there in the Quran as well. فَانْفَجَرَتْ مِنْهُ فَانْفَجَرَتْ now. فَانْفَجَرَتْ يَنْفَجَر means to explode. Yanfajr, to explode or to burst asunder, and something comes out of it. فَانْفَجَرَتْ مِنْهُ From that stone exploded or split asunder and came water. اثنتا عشرة عينة. اثنتا عشرة means 12. 12 wells. عين is well in Arabic. 12 wells or 12 springs of water. It came from that heat of Sayyidina Musa عليه السلام. اثنتا عشرة عينة. Ayn in Arabic means eye. That's the literal meaning. Ayn, eye. And ayn also can have different meanings, such as spring of water or well. Another meaning is a spy. Say, this is my spy in that place. As a ayni fi ذلك المكان. This is my spy. So ayn means also spy. Islam, of course, did not allow spying on others. اثنتَ عَشْرَةَ عَيْنَا قَدْ عَلِمَ كُلُّ أُنَاسٍ مَشْرَبَهُمْ قَدْ عَلِمَ Now every, كُلُّ, every calf, ضَمَّ on top of the calf, then lamb, كُلُّ أُنَاسٍ refers to people. كُلُّ أُنَاسٍ مَشْرَبَهُمْ Their place of drink. مَشْرَب is their place of drink. مَشْرَبَهُمْ Their place of drink. Each group or each nation will know its place of drink. This is speaking about the people of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, who followed him and came out of Egypt. قَدْ عَلِمَ كُلُّ أُنَاسٍ مَشْرَبَهُمْ كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا Eat and drink. Eat and drink. كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا كَافْ لَامْ وَاوْ أَلِفْ كُلُوا كُلُوا Command verb. كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا and drink. كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا means eat and drink. مِنْ رِزْقِ اللَّهِ مِنْ رِزْقِ اللَّهِ مِنْ alone means from. مِنْ from رِزْق from the sustenance. So the sustenance of Allah. مِنْ رِزْقِ اللَّهِ Sustenance is رِزْق. Taking from that the word, the verb رَزَقَ يَرْزُقُ to sustain or to provide. And taking from that the attribute of Allah الرزاق the sustainer or the provider. Allah is the Razzaq, the sustainer. Kulu wa shrabu min rizqillah, from the rizq of Allah. وَلَا تَعْثَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ وَلَا تَعْثَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ And do not spread facade or corruption in the land. وَلَا تَعْثَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ Do not spread corruption, and this is corruption is facade. Facade is fa-seen, alif dal, facade. Here the word mufsid, mufsideen is coming. Mufsideen is the plural of mufsid, which means corrupter, someone who is making corruption. So it's called mufsid in Arabic, and the plural is mufsideen. Mufsideen, mim fa sin dal ya noon. Mim fa sin dal ya noon. Mufsideen is a plural for those people who are making corruption in the land. Wala ta'thaw fil ardi, al-ard. Al-ard means the soil or the land or the ground. That's the meaning of the word al-ard. Also the planet, al-ard, kawkab al-ard. The planet of the earth is called in Arabic Al-Ard. Alif Lam, Alif, Hamza on top of the Alif, Ra, Dad. Al-Ard means the land or the earth. وَلَا تَعْثَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ And do not spread corruption on earth. So we'll stop here. This is the verse which we're studying today. We studied it in the previous program, but it was requested by some of our listeners to repeat it again. Maybe we went through it fast. Hopefully it's understood inshallah today. We will be going now inshallah for a short break, and after this break we will continue with our program.
فبيتت حقق أحلامي وعمري هناك قدامي وشوف الورد بيامي أمل في عيني تريا أمل في عيني تريا أريد أفرح أريد أحيا
الثالثة إلا عشر دقائق وأنتم تستمعون إلى إذاعة الإسلام على الموجة المتوسطة 1548. مرحبا بكم طلاب العربية للجميع مرة أخرى في هذا البرنامج العربية للجميع. جمل عامة عن الافتراض والظن والتخمين. We will be speaking now inshallah and giving you some important sentences and expressions about supposition and guessing. Important vocabs, sentences, expressions, dialogues, dialogue sentences we mean, related to supposing something, guessing something, right? So I hope you write down these important sentences and words. You mustn't think that. لا ينبغي أن تظن ذلك. لا ينبغي أن تظن ذلك. You mustn't think that. That's in English. Now in Arabic. لا ينبغي أن تظن ذلك. لا ينبغي أن تظن. I think. أنا أظن أو أنا أعتقد. I think. I think. أنا أفكر also. أنا أفكر. وأنا أظن. أظن ألف ظاء نون. أظن ألف ظاء نون. أفكر. Alif, fa, kaf, ra. Both meanings are for I think. I think, therefore, I exist. This was a famous statement by Descartes, one of the famous thinkers in Europe in the past. He used to say, I think, therefore, I exist. Ana ufakir idhan ana mawjood. That's the meaning of it in Arabic. Ana ufakir إذن أنا موجود. I think, أنا أفكر. Therefore, إذن. I exist, أنا موجود. أنا موجود. أظنه صحيحا. I think it's right. I think it's right. أظنه صحيحا. I think it's right. أظنه صحيحا. أظنه. Right. Moving on. لم أظن ذلك. I didn't think that. I didn't think that. لم أظن ذلك. أو لم أعتقد ذلك. Moving on. هذا أمر ضروري. هذا أمر ضروري. This is an important matter. This is an important matter. هذا أمر ضروري. This is an important matter. أمر is matter. Also, أمر means command. But here it means matter. Command or matter. هذا أمر ضروري. This is an important matter. Important is ضروري. I hope you're writing down. ضروري. ضرا. Wow, ra, yeah. You heard. You often hear, even on previous time, some ulama is using this. Say, zarura or darura. The proper Arabic is darura. Darura means importance. Darura. There is in the fiqh also qaida, a base saying ad-darurat tubihu al-mahzurat. Darurat means important things. Darurat. في الواقع. في الواقع. In fact. في الواقع means in fact. Right? Can you also say في الحقيقة. في الحقيقة means in fact. It's a very important expression. Because we use it a lot in English. That means you will also need to use it a lot in Arabic. So to say someone, in fact, في الحقيقة. Or في الواقع. في الحقيقة. في فاء يا. Then another word, الحقيقة. ألف لام حاء قاف ياء قاف أن رانتا الحقيقة fact حقيقة means fact in Arabic حقيقة fact حاء قاف ياء قاف رانتا حقيقة in fact في الحقيقة. Moving on. Let me guess. Let me guess. We use this in English. Let me guess. دعني أخمن. دعني أخمن. Let me guess is دعني أخمن. دعني means let me and أخمن means guess. أخمن. ألف ضم on top of the ألف, so we say أو خ ميم, then شد on top of the ميم, small W on top of the ميم and كسر under that, so it's أخم, then the نون attached to it, أخمن. دعني أخمن means let me guess. Or I can take a guess. Alright? So this is also an important word. Moving on. إني على يقين. I am sure. إني على يقين. I am sure. Or أنا متأكد. You can use both of them. أنا متأكد. I am sure. I am sure. أنا متأكد أو إني على يقين. إني على يقين. I have conviction. Alright, that's the literal translation. But it means also I am sure. إني على يقين أو أنا متأكد. متأكد is ميم تاء ألف همزة on top of the ألف كاف دال. متأكد. I am sure. أنا أصدقك. أنا أصدقك. I believe you. I believe you. I believe you is أنا أصدقك. أنا أصدقك. Try to pronounce while I'm pronouncing the word for you. This is how you're going to learn it. Try to pronounce in a voice which you can hear. Hear yourself. أنا أصدقك. I believe you. أنا أصدقك means I believe you. أنا لا أصدقك. I don't believe you. أنا لا أصدقك. I don't believe you. صدق أو لا تصدق. Believe it or not. صدق أو لا تصدق. Believe it or not. Use this in English. Use it also in Arabic. Believe it or not. صدق أو لا تصدق. صدق means believe it. أو لا تصدق. Don't believe it. So whether you believe it or not, it's up to you. صدق أو لا تصدق. صدقني. صدقني means believe me. Now you're telling someone in front of you, believe me. صدقني. صدقني. صدقني means believe me. Alright, so these are the words which we're studying today. Some important expressions and sentences. I hope that it benefits you. جزاكم الله خيرا for listening to العربية للجميع. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.